This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric Name joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Eric.
Must mean it's a Friday. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, man. We're kind of celebrating the number one seed for the Bucks in the Eastern Conference. And yeah, I mean, they kind of put the exclamation point on it last night. I just love the way they just kind of took over that game in the final couple of minutes. And you know, Giannis put the exclamation point on an MVP season, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of wins that were better for this team this season and performances that were better for Giannis. I think this whole year we've kind of been thinking through, like, when is that MVP performance going to happen? Like, I hate to say it, because it should be based on the entire season, but sometimes you need an MVP campaign to have an exclamation point on it, and it really felt like last night was it, right? Like 45 points, those mm-hmm. five blocks, he has that huge one on Embiid at the end, and it's just like, yeah, that's MVP right there. And to do it on the night that they clinch home court for the entire playoffs, like just a ridiculous performance, and I think one that Bucks fans are going to remember for a long time.
Sprained ankles take a long time to recover from. Now, he says he's 100%. Do you believe that, or do you think that he's just trying to push through it and he doesn't want to talk about it anymore?
I think he could have a bone sticking out from his leg and he would tell you he's 100% shot. Mm-hmm. That's just who he is. Like he will never, ever admit to being hurt or, you know, thing, anything like that. So I would say it's still bothering him some. Like, obviously, you're still going to see his ankle in ice buckets after the game. Like, that's just going to be how it is. And I think the nice thing is, obviously, you've clinched home court now. So if you want to rest him, you can rest him. Like, you have that opportunity. And, you know, I think the Bucks are going to take full advantage of that going forward.
I have been fascinated to see Eric Bledsoe, and really throughout the year, sort of overcome the demon of the playoff series against Boston, and he's had so many terrific performances and really stepped up late in games, like that here late in the season. But last night, that moment throwing that ball at Embiid and the brawl and that sort of thing, do you see a statement in there? Is that Bledsoe saying, this is not going to be the same playoffs for me this year?
Well, I mean, I think you could maybe go in the opposite direction there, because when you look at him doing that, I mean, part of it is what you could say is, you know, maybe he lost his head a little bit. And I think that's kind of what happened in that matchup against Rozier last year, where he just couldn't really handle it mentally, kind of lost his head, and just wasn't able to really play the way that everyone knew he could play the entire season. So, you know, I think it could go in both directions. Like, obviously, that's him kind of standing up to Embiid and, you know, kind of trying to lay down the law, but at the same time, that really could have hurt the team. Like, obviously, they managed to win it in the end, but that could have been a really huge mistake, and that really could have made this kind of an ugly game for the Bucks. But it ended up going the opposite way, and they're kind of lucky there. But I agree with you. It's going to be really interesting to watch Bledsoe and kind of see what he does this postseason, and if he's able to, you know, kind of put all those struggles in the past.
You know, this Sports Illustrated article that came out, Middleton was talking to the writer about how he was asked by Bud before the season started that he's got to take a back seat, maybe Olivier a lesser role. Is that true? I mean, do you see him taking? I don't know how his game has changed as much as, you know, as far as how he is, how he fits into the offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is that Middleton has always loved those ISOs. He really enjoys being able to have the ball in his hands and make a play. And, you know, what they kind of asked him to do was, hey, you're not going to get to do that quite as much. And I think it all kind of came to roost in December. You think back to that December 1st game against the Knicks where he gets benched. And really what it was all about was, you know, he just wasn't feeling it. And he wasn't getting the shots that he liked. So his effort defensively kind of cratered as well. And it just kind of made for an ugly situation. And You know, I think since then, I know I've talked to Bud about it before, but, you know, they had a heart-to-heart and kind of talked it out. And Bud said, okay, I realize I'm not giving you the shots that you like. I'm not giving you as many of the looks that you really want. So, you know, how can we make this work? Like, I don't know if we're going to be able to meet in the middle, but I do want to come at least a little bit of the way so that we can get on the same page. And I think it's really been quite a bit better since then. We've seen Middleton really pick it up defensively. He's had, you know, some of the best wings in the league since that point, and really given a great effort defensively. And then offensively, Bud's kind of bent a little bit, and, you know, giving him some more of those mid-range looks and giving him some pick-and-roll looks, and that's really helped him out.
The interesting thing about the Bucks really having played to the max of what they needed to do this year, I mean, they've done what they had to do. They got to the top of the mountain here, is that you have not just three games left, but three home games left. So you can do anything you want in these three home games. It could be you and me and Freems out there on the court for these three final home games. What do you do with these games? Who do you look at the most for down the road?
Hey, if I can get some of that 10-day money, I will take some of that 10-day money. I would be more than happy to do that. I think Freems would be happy with it too. So,
oh, yeah.
But
I'd have to rely on you two guys, though, man. I'd be like the trailer. Let's just put it that way.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine. I can drag you along. but I think what's going to happen is I think people are expecting them to kind of sit guys out for all three of those games. And just with the way that Giannis is, I'm not expecting him to sit out all three. I tweeted out last night, but I guess he sits out one of the three, and then in one of the other games he has more limited minutes where, you know, they're going to keep him on a minutes restriction and make sure that he's right. And I mean, with that being said, maybe his ankle's bad enough that they force him to sit out two. But I just don't see him sitting out all three. And when you look through the rest of the roster, like, Brook Lopez hasn't missed a game the entire season. And, you know, maybe for him it'll be, I want to play all 82. And they'll play him limited minutes, and he'll get to do that. But, you know, that's an accomplishment for a player to get to do that. So I think it's going to be kind of interesting to see how they attempt to mix and match here down the final stretch and, you know, try to get it going.
Is Mirotić, is he coming back for the first round of the playoffs? Or any update on him at all with that finger?
Yeah, he did not make the trip with the Bucks, so he was back in Milwaukee during that. And I know we kind of joked with Bud before the game that, oh, is that a home alone kind of situation? He said, oh, no, we have plenty of trained staff, and they're able to work with him and try to get him right. So, you know, I think especially with the thumb injury, like, his conditioning won't be a problem. Like, he can still run and do all those things. I think the big thing is, you know, a left thumb, like, that is very big thing for shooting. Like, your thumb's always going to be on the ball. So I think what they want to try to do is just give him as much time as possible, you know, without seeing game action, you know, without the possibility of jamming it, without the possibility of getting it hit. Like, they just want to give him as much time as possible to make sure that that thing is right, so that when they do get to the playoffs, he's able to shoot it, he's able to feel comfortable, and he's able to take care of business.
All right, Namesy, I know you got to get back here, get your flight. Thanks for carving out some time early morning here, and we'll see you next week at Pfizer, my friend.
I look forward to it. Appreciate you guys.
All right, Eric Name.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.